The keel thing has stopped right now. People are trying to get on the boat. A lot of monkeys here. Like about 10,000 people. It's an ocean of people.
Hey, you said probably you must stay connected. We're crossing the river.
You can hear the boat taking like people, thousands of people here.
Achyuta Krishna Prabhu.
15,000 people over here.
Achyuta Krishna.
You need us to believe it.
Haribol Prabhu.
Like one open boat, and maybe there are like 500 people in one boat.
Achyuta Krishna.
And then you can hear the engines of the boat. It's a very basic boat. We're waiting for our turns to get on the boat. This is the Ganges River. Isa Prabhu, you probably might want to have to send an email out.
You there? Achyuta Krishna.
It's about 6:15 here in the morning, Navdeep.
Prabhu, Haribol.
So many people. So a few places that we'll be visiting would be Narsinghpally, Bhaktivinod Samadhi Mandir. That's chapter 3, page 95 on the book, our book. Navdeep Dham Parikrama book, page, chapter 3, page 95. It's like a 10-minute ride to cross the river. It's pretty wide, though. I'm trying to find a Maharaj while on the boat. We can say something about the importance of the places that we're visiting. So give us 5 minutes and I spotted a Maharaj. Nemi Maharaj is here, Vishnu Deva Maharaj is here. But I'm a little far from them. maybe on the boat, I think that we'll ride the next boat, so maybe they can speak on the boat. We're going to do the Palana of Ekadashi today. Yesterday was Ekadashi. So at around 9 something, they're going to give us breakfast, prasadam, Ekadashi Palana. Hey, Isa Prabhu? Prabhu, you have my home phone number. Can you call my wife? I'm not sure if she's online.
What's the number again?
717-870-8949.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah, as many interviews as you can do with the devotees, that would be great.
Okay. I'll try to do that. This is my first attempt. Okay. Let me first get on the boat, and then I think then I should be on the next boat. And it's probably stay connected so that I know the connection is there. Ocean of devotees here. It's fair to believe it. Very wonderful. Small makeshift hardware, like real small, like 10 feet by 5 feet, all made of bamboos, and boats which can, boat means nothing that you see on the vessel. It's very basic boats, but they're mechanized. They take like about 500 people. They stand or they sit on the side. And they ferry you to the other side of the river. Right in front of me, I can see the sun, the orange. It's very beautiful right in front of me. So I guess that's the eastern side of the river, and we are on the western side of the river. It's all lined up with coconut trees and the palm trees. Pretty nice weather here. It should be like around, I think, maybe 60, 65 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe 25 or something Celsius. People are cheering because there is a boat returning. There's another second boat returning, another third one coming. So we probably should be on one of those boats. And I'll take interviews, just give me some time. Isa Prabhu, what's the time over there?
It's 7:51.
Okay, so how long you want to go? Let me know, because I'm fine, because it's just morning over here.
No, we can go as long as you want. We have about 15 devotees online right now.
Wow, very good. And each one of them should call at least one of their devotee friends or email one of their devotee friends. Okay, so there is a boat which is docking near our, like, real small makeshift bamboo platform. So we probably should get on. on this boat. They can take rickshaws, cycles, motorcycles. It's very basic life over here. Ravi, you called my home?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so we are on the boat, and let me try to get near to a Maharaj, maybe Nemi Maharaj. For some reason, Nemi Maharaj is trying to disembark. He's trying to get off the boat, maybe. I don't know. There is another Maharaj.
Maharaj, ye pura live ho raha hai. Aap importance batao ki hum kahan ja rahe hain. Like 5 minutes, mein, 10 minutes. Mein. So Vishnudeva Maharaj from Bangalore, he's gonna speak about the importance of different places we are visiting.
Om Ajnana Dhirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Radhikai Priyatmane Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayani Dinamine Shri Krishna Lila Katane Sudaksham Audarya Madhurya Gunaisya Yuktam Varam Varanyam Purusham Mahantam Narayanam Tam Shirasa Namami. So our Brajamandal Parikrama is going to Sri Surabhi Kunja, also known as Swananda Sukhada Kunja of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is non different from Gadadhar Pandit. Namo Bhaktivinodaya. Gaura Shakti Surupaya Rupanu Gavaraya. He is the Shakti of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
We just wait for the boat because there's an engine over here where we're standing making a lot of noise. So I'll have Maharaj connected again in another 10 minutes. But the phone will be connected so you can feel every pulse of this parikrama. So hang on for 5 minutes and then Maharaj will speak. There is devotees right in the rickshaw and the rickshaw is on the boat.
Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Kata bol sakte
ho? Hare Hare. So we have come to this side of the Ganges now. This is the Godrama Dweep, where Surabhi Devi did austerities. So you know that Indra he showered rain over Braj for 7 days. And then Krishna, he lifted the Giraj Govardhan. Prishti Vyakula Gokula Vanarasad Udhrutta Govardhana Udhrat Vandava Vandava Radhika Ananda Chiram Chumbita Darpene Vatadar Piradaratati Sindhura Mudrankito Bahu Gopar Sanastanod Bhavadam Shriyamsi Kansat Vishaha. Krishna lifted Govardhan for 7 days. After he had lifted Govardhan for 7 days, then Indra asked for forgiveness. But Krishna, forgave him. And Indra then brought Surabhi cow. And then Indra bathed Krishna with the milk of the Surabhi cow. Also, Indra and Brihaspati and other seven great sages, their wives, they bathed Krishna very nicely, Aditi and others. They came and they chanted mantras and bathed Krishna very nicely. But however Krishna felt, it was like a distraction. This type of bathing, ceremonial bathing, by the heavenly residents of heaven and other great sages was just a botheration for Krishna. Because he just wanted to go and play with his friends. But anyway, he tolerated it. But later on, Indra realized that he has committed a grave offense to Krishna. So later on, he came to Navadvip Dham, here in this Rudramadhi, and here actually he asked for forgiveness to Krishna, because Gauranga gave him darshan, and he asked forgiveness from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chetan Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu then forgive Indra. Also, Suravi cow, she's the heavenly cow, she did austerities in this place. This is the place where she did austerities. And she chanted the name of Gauranga. One time there was a great place. His name was Markandeya. He received a benediction from Lord Shiva to live for the 7 days of Brahma. Actually, that benediction turned out to be just a curse. But every time he would be. That benediction turned out to be just a curse. Every time the earth would become inundated, and then the whole Brahmanda would become inundated, at least the three planetary systems, up to, because after every day of Brahma, you know, that Tal, Atal, Vital, Talatal, Sutal, Patal, Rasatal, and then Bhulok, Bhorlok, and up to Swargalok is inundated. Janlok, Maharlok, Tapolok, they are not inundated, Satyalok. But this Bhulok is inundated. So Markandeya was just floating in the waters of cosmic inundation for for such a long time. Just like our Brahma, so for one night of Brahma. And it was terrible, because just to be in the submerged in the water, the whole creation is destroyed. So then, that time floating in the water, he finally came to this Navadvip Dham, which is actually not vanquished at the time of cosmic annihilation. So he came here and he was pulled out of the water by Surabhi cow, and this Surabhi cow gave him some of her hot milk, and then she revived him. Then he, after regaining his strength, he asked her that, what is this place? And Surabhi told that this is the place of Gauranga. This is where Gauranga Mahaprabhu has performed innumerable pastimes. And he is eternally present here. Just like Krishna is eternally present in Vrindavan Dham, Gaurang is also present here. So this is the place where all this pastime took place. So we should now here the I think the live Harikatha is going on. So we should now switch back to the live Harikatha. Haribol.
Okay. Okay, that was Vishnu Daipa Maharaj. Now we are here in a playground, big playground, and everyone is trying to assemble there. So there will be Harikatha and bhajan. I'm just walking over to near where we can bring you the live Harikatha. Again, those who just joined us, we are in the Godrumdi, page 95 of the Navdeep Dham Parikrama, chapter 3. One important place that we'll be visiting would be Narsingapalli. I think they've already started the Harikatha, it's in Bengali. People are sitting, standing. I think Tirth Maharaj is speaking in Bengali. I'm kind of late. Can't really get closer to the speakers. I see Damodar Maharaj, so maybe I'll try to get Damodar Maharaj if he can speak a few minutes. Let's see. He's talking to a few devotees. Yeah, we're broadcasting live. They want you to speak for a few minutes. Oh, it's being broadcast live on purebhakti.tv. He said that's Prabhu. You want to speak something? Okay, Damodar Maharaj is saying no. I think because the Harikatha is going on, so they won't really speak in the middle. Which has all the car batteries, which power steam speakers, and the microphones that travel through the parikrama. That's what they use. Devotees are visiting from
lot of devotees, local devotees, meaning from West Bengal, from India.
আর সেইগুলি নিয়ে যমুনা দেবী কি করেন গঙ্গার মধ্যে এলাহাবাদে ত্রিবেণী সঙ্গমে ওইখানে মিলিয়ে দেন, তাহাকে সমর্পণ করেন। তখন সেই গঙ্গা দেবী তিনি প্রবাহিত হয়ে বিশ্বের সমস্ত জনগণকে, শুধু তাই নয় পুনাত্মান সহলোক পালন সমস্ত লোক পালগণ সহিত ত্রিভুবনকে সমস্ত লোককে পবিত্র করেন। এই গঙ্গা দেবী ব্রহ্মলোক সপ্তলোক থেকে প্রবাহিত হয়েছে, ব্রহ্মা কমণ্ডল থেকে ঢেলে দিলেন, আর ওইখান থেকে গঙ্গা প্রবাহিত হয়ে সপ্তলোক তপলোক জনলোক মহালোক হয়ে স্বর্গলোক, স্বর্গলোক থেকে আবার সপ্তর্ষিলোক চন্দ্রলোক, চন্দ্রলোক থেকে সপ্তর্ষিলোক, আর সপ্তর্ষিলোক থেকে ওই আকাশ গঙ্গা হিমালয়ে কৈলাসের মত কৈলাসে শিব ঠাকুরের মস্তকে এসে পড়ছে। যেহেতু উপর থেকে এই রকম ধারা প্রবাহ কে ধারণ করবে, শিব ঠাকুর নিজে মস্তকে তিনি ধারণ করলেন, আর সেইখান থেকে গঙ্গা প্রবাহিত হয়ে এই সুরধনী গঙ্গা মুছে যাচ্ছেন গঙ্গা সাগরে। এইভাবে এই যে গঙ্গা পরে সমস্ত পাপ তাপ মুক্ত হয়, সেই গঙ্গাতে কি করলেন ব্রজবিলাসী শ্যাম সুন্দর গঙ্গায় বিহার করলেন, সর্বক্ষণ তিনি জল ক্রীড়া করেন, আর জল বিহারের দ্বারা সেই গঙ্গা দেবীর আনন্দ বর্ধন করলেন। এইভাবে গঙ্গা সুরধানে তিনি প্রবাহিত হচ্ছেন, যে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু চরণ স্পর্শ করে তাহাকে পেয়ে তিনি পরম আনন্দিত। এই জন্য গঙ্গার সৌভাগ্য কম নয়, পরম ঔদার্য অবতার মহাপ্রভুকে তিনি প্রাপ্ত করেছেন। এই জন্য এই নবদ্বীপ নদী আর মধ্যবর্তী হয়ে গঙ্গা প্রবাহিত হচ্ছেন, শুধু তাই নয় এই গঙ্গা নবদ্বীপকে নয়টি দ্বীপের মধ্যে ভাগ করে দিলেন, চারদিক দিয়ে গঙ্গা প্রবাহিত হয়ে যাচ্ছেন। মহাপ্রভুর ধামকে মহাপ্রভুর চরণ কমলকে সর্বত প্রকারে নিজ ভুজার দ্বারা বেষ্টিত করে রেখেছেন। এই জন্য এই সুরধনী গঙ্গাকে প্রণাম করে এখন আমরা সুরভি কুঞ্জে আমরা প্রস্থান করব। আমরা
বলে
গঙ্গা দেবী কি মাগুর ধাম কি ধাম কি
So everyone is getting up. They're going to Surbhi Kunj. I will try to get closer to the rickshaw which is carrying the setup, the microphones and speakers. But trust me, it's an ocean of devotees and I'm really very far. I'll try to get near to them.
Hey!
And then they have palaki, meaning like a raised platform or like a small temple, and in which Mahaprabhu's deity is there, and it's being carried on the shoulders, like on two bamboo sticks, four people taking it. So that's right beside me. Maybe you can hear the bhajans. We are now moving on to Surbhi Kunje. So if you have that book, try to find that. Thank you.
Maharaj.
I was trying to get one Maharaj to speak about Surabhi Kunj, but he is very busy guiding the people. Maybe I can ask Ashram Maharaj, I see him. Oops, sorry.
You're Ashram Maharaj, right?
Yeah. We are broadcasting this live through purebhakti.tv. Okay. Can you speak 2 minutes about the place we're going to visit next? Okay, Haribol. Ita Prabhu, Ashram Maharaj is going to speak to the devotees.
So, we've just come on to Godroom Dweep. Godroom Dweep, this is the island of Kirtan, chanting. And now, we're going towards Surabhi Kunj. Surabhi Kunj, actually they're going to speak some Atari Kata there, but to summarize it, Surabhi Kunj, this is after Lord Indra, he had inundated Vrindavan for 7 days, and then he realized that he'd made a big blunder. Then, being advised by Lord Brahma, he came to Navadvip with one Surabhi cow. Coming here, he performed austerities to get the darshan of Sri Krishna in his most merciful form of Satchinandan Gaurahari. Satchinandan Gaurahari appeared to him. He gave him mercy. And then Lord Indra, after he had received the darshan and mercy of Satchinandan Gaurahari, when he left, then Surabhi, she stayed at this place, Surabhi Kunj. So, because this place is where cow stayed and she performed her bhajan, worshipping Satchinandan Gaurahari. So then, that's one reason why this place is called Godroom. Go means, and she performed her austerities under a banyan tree. Droom, so Godroom Dweep. Also, it's explained that there was one sage, his name was Markandeya Rishi, and he had a benediction that he could live for 7 kalpas. That a kalpa is a day of Lord Brahma, 4,320,000,000 years. That's 12 hours. And then the night is also another 12 hours. So during the water of devastation, during one of the kalpas, Markandeya Rishi was so much suffering, and he was wondering, why did I accept such a benediction? He was just being tossed here and there in the waves of Kalaya, devastation. He went unconscious. And mercifully, he got thrown onto an island. When he opened his eyes, then he saw that he was on land, and also there was a Surabhi cow. He begged the Surabhi cow, "Oh, mother, please help me." Surabhi cow very mercifully fed him her milk. And then when Markandeya Rishi, he got his strength and he looked around, he saw that surrounding him was very, very beautiful effulgent abode. The river Ganges was flowing, meandering here and there. And from the Ganges flow, then islands were there with very, very beautiful temples, very beautiful domes. So then Surabhi explained to him that this place is Navadvip, that at the time of devastation, that this place is never annihilated. That is the transcendental abode of the Lord. So then Surabhi also, I believe Surabhi, then she also, she was there also under a banyan tree. So another reason why this place is called Godroom. So this Surabhi Kunj, very, 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 very important. First of all, Navadvip is the island of Kirtan. It is the island where, and this particular place is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave authority to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, that here start the Namahat movement. So in Surabhi Kunj, this is the place where Lord Nityananda, under the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started the marketplace of the holy name. And that holy name now spreading throughout the world and throughout the universe. So this is most, most merciful place. Actually, all mercy is coming to us from this place, Surabhi Kunj. That Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he is Sandini, he is the predominating deity of Sandini Shakti. That Lord Nityananda, he's maintaining spiritual and material worlds through this Sandini Shakti. And also, he's maintaining all living entities. How? Lord Nityananda, through his different expansions, Mahavishnu, then they manifest this material world through Maya. And then he impregnates living entities into the material world. And now, coming from this place, Surabhi Kunj, he set up the process whereby which he's coming to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls through Harinam Sankirtan. So this place, Surabhi Kunj, is of supreme importance in this island, Godrum. This is most merciful, most... This is broadcast all over the world. This is most, most merciful place. Shri Godrum Dweep Ki Jai. Shri Surabhi Kunj Ki Jai. Prem Datta Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Shri Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Nitai Gos Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Hey, Kishori, say a few words.
Hari
Bo. This is up to all the ones around the world. Yes, Kishori from Bhajan. There you go.
I love Navadri.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Maharaj. We'll request Maharaj after Surabhi Kunj if he can also speak on the next place that we'll visit.
Maharaj, ask Maharaj to speak. You'll speak for 5 hours. No problem.
I was trying to get him, but he was too busy guiding. What do you call that in English? That thing?
Palanquin.
The palanquin, right. Thank you, Maharaj. So we are making our way to Surabhi Kunj. We're walking on the road. It's kind of like a village with some brick buildings, some thatched buildings. It's a pretty decent road. Well, nothing like that you would see in the Western world, but still, you can make out it's a road, a little broken here and there. So the road is all occupied by the devotees. In any case, any traffic that they have is more like rickshaws, few trucks, few trolleys, motorbikes. Got to be like 15,000-20,000 people. I mean, like, it's unending. You can see the local people lined up on the side because they have their own lives to go with. Children have to go to school. There are small shops and businesses to attend, so not everyone can attend the parikrama. In any case, they live here. We're just walking to Surabhi Kunj.
Come
Yeah, well, we'll stay connected if you want to speak or... Okay. So Maharaj is saying we're almost there. Maharaj, for the next place also, when we walk. Yeah, when we walk. You said Prabhu, do you know how many connections are there? Coming very closer to the palanquin on which we have Mahaprabhu's deity all decked up in flowers and people doing kirtan, devotees doing kirtan. Okay, you can hear some kirtan.
Ramo, Ramo, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ramo, Ramo, Hare Hare.
Okay. Okay, let me just see one Maharaj, maybe if he can speak a few minutes. One Maharaj, ye na pura live ja rahe duniya mein, aap 2 minute bologe Surabhi Kunj ke bare mein? 2 minute, ye Isa Das Prabhu ka purebhakti.tv pe. आप बोलो दो मिनट
जय सचिदानंद गौर हरि की इंग्लिश में
इंग्लिश
बाय द कॉन्शियस मार्च ऑफ श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग वी आर परफॉर्मिंग नवद्वीप धाम परिक्रमा अंडर गाइडेंस ऑफ आवर ब्लेस्ड गुरुदेव नाउ वी हैव अराइव्ड इन द प्लेस ऑफ सुरभि कुंज गद्रुम नित्यानंद प्रभु ही ओपन्ड द नाम हट्ट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर has Bhakti Vinod Thakur nicely described this the glories of Namhatta Surabhi Kunjate Nam Kulache Khodanitai Nityananda Prabhu he himself opened the Namhatta the market of Namhatta where he is selling and buying the holy names. Those who are very fortunate they are taking shelter and lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and but Nityananda Prabhu, he is very munificent and magnanimous, without any cost. He is selling this Naam to everybody. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he is saying in this song, Saddha Mulle Vechare, he is his holy names only the price of Shraddha. That is called from faith in this way. Those who are fortunate entities, they are buying these holy names from Nityananda Prabhu. Bhakti Vinod Thakur continue in this song, explain in Krishna Sankhar Kari Chari Anachar Jivedaya Krishnam Sarva Dharma Sar, giving abandoning all kinds of offenses and takes shelter of lotus feet of bonafide guru and papa bhajan and sadhan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful and he is selling these holy names. Please come here, oh my brother and sister, and take holy names from Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And I will take only the commission and from him. Dosri laiva ami purna have kam. Dosri laiva, that means I will take some commission. What is that commission? That means I also receive the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and I will fulfill the desire of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sachinandan Gaur Hari. So this Surabhi Kunja is very nice place where Surabhi Devi, that is called the Gomata, and Indra came here and performed her austerities. Then Krishna, he also manifested the form of Sachinandan Gaur Hari. He and told in my Kali Yuga when I will come and I will preach the name, holy names of everywhere. So in this place, Indra and Surabhi, Gomata, they also perform bhajan and sadhan. And also the Markandeya Rishi, who got the benediction from the rishis, and he would be stay about 7 days of Brahma, that is Sapta Kalpa. And every the end of the Kalpa is the day of Brahma, when the Mahapala is coming. That time everywhere is the full of water, and that time Markandeya Rishi, he prayed to Lord Krishna for where I will stay. That time Lord Krishna told him, this for Navadvip Dham, especially in Godrum, and then because my dham is never destroyed by the Mahapralaya. So you go in there by the glorious mercy of Krishna. So Markandeya Rishi, he came here and he also performed bhajan and sadhana Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, all the revealed scriptures glorify about the Godrum Dham. And very close, very close, the Surabhi Kunja, and also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, apart from bhajan and sadhan, Jagasananda, Sukhada Kunja, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur completely absorbed in his transcendental form, that is called Kamal Manjari. And Bhaktivinoda Gurudev very nicely described when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he performed bhajan and sadhan, and that time, sometimes he also manifested in form of very nice, beautiful, handsome young girl, Kamal Manjari, and he rose the very nice, beautiful chash, laddu, and kachori, and also puri. And that time, and he also offered to Thakurji, Radhan Krishna. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he chanted holy names and absorbed in his transcendental constitutional form. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this way, in this place, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this place, also he saw the beautiful the forms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because so many days Bhaktivinoda Thakur is thinking, how will I manifest the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One midnight, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was thinking and he was chanting the holy name. In the northern side, he saw that place completely was illuminated. In April, couple seconds, he saw Sachinandan Gaur Hari, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Srivas, and thousand devotees. They also chanted holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sachinandan Gaur Hari and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivastava and Gadadhar Pandit, all the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, absorbed in their ecstatic mood and chanting holy name. After within couple of seconds, this also disappeared. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, next morning he came in that place and asked the people, hey, what is this place? That time, actually, that place completely captivated by the Muslims. These Muslims, they also made their cemetery and other place they cultivated some grains. But one place where that place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Namsin Kirtan, that place completely full of the tulasi tulasi plants. Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked them, why you are not cultivating the grace in this place? And they told, if we are cutting any kinds of seeds, but grew off the tulasi plants. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he decided, oh, this is the particular, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also declared, oh, this is the place of, this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then later he also brought Jagannath Babaji Maharaj from Vrindavan, and he proved, oh, this is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, all the revealed scriptures and all our acharyas, they glorify about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lila Bhaktivinoda, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, and our Param Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Pradhana Keshava Goswami Maharaj, also re-established that place, and very nicely they built very beautiful temple. Bolo Sajinandani Gaur Hari Ki Jai, Jai Sri Gadrum Deep Ki Jai, Surabhi Kunja Ki Jai, Chanda Sukhada Kunja Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Sajinandani Gaur Hari Ki Jai, Gaur Premahande Hari Hari.
Thank you, Maharaj. Okay, there was one Maharaj speaking from Surabhi Kunj, and I'll request him when we move from here for the next place. I'll request him again to speak about the next place that we go, and I'll describe the place a little bit if I can do any. Can you describe how it looks?
Oh, this place is very nice, beautiful. So many kadamba trees, and also here very nice, beautiful, many kinds of trees. And also here neem trees, and also mango trees, many cuckoo birds, they are making sounds very nicely, cuckoo. And also in this place, and many cows and calves, and looking on the milkman, he's milking the cows. And also we are standing on the bank of river that is called the Jalanghi River. That means there are the three rivers meeting in together. That is called Jabuna and Jalanghi and also Ganges. So we are here actually, that is called the Tribeni and Panchaveni here, five rivers meeting together. So, and very close to Mayapur. Now we are also looking very nicely, the temple of Sri Chandrodaya Mandir, which is established by Bhakti Vedanta Srila Swami Prabhupada, and also very nice, beautiful scenery here. And other side of the river, the farmers, they are cultivating very nice, beautiful, many kinds of grains, and also sunflowers, like they are smiling. The color of the sunflowers as like the gold, molten gold, and devotees, they are thinking, oh, this is one gopis, they are hiding in the place, and that the trees are look like blackish, and the Radha and Krishna are one gopi and one Krishna. Very, very nice, beautiful activity. Thousand devotees, they are chanting holy names. Jai Sajinandana Gaur Hari Ki Jai. Sajinandani Gaur Hari Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Holo. Also, now sun rises. Very nice, beautiful sunlight is coming. And everywhere completely illuminated. And all the devotees, they are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And they glorify about Sachinandana Gaur Hari. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Gaur Hari, Nityananda Pranadhana, Nadiya Bihari. All the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the heart and soul of Nityananda Prabhu. In this way, they are glorifying about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very, also very nice, beautiful, one temple. And also nice coconut trees, palm trees.
What is that?
Palm, coconut. That is called khajur. Khajur, dead trees. And very nice. This time also, many dead fruits are coming, very ripen and yellow. That is called golden colors. And everywhere illuminated. About the golden everywhere. Radha and Krishna, Krishna and Radha. And Radha and Krishna, they are combined together. That is called Sajinandana Gaur Hari. Bolo Sajinandana Gaur Hari ki jai.
Thank you, Maharaj. Again, when we move, connected. It's non-stop live. All over the world. We'll take your interview, Prabhu. So from where you're visiting, Prabhu? So, this Prabhu is...
Okay. Here also very nice, beautiful one. And hut. And some sadhus, they are living. Here this hut is very, very nice, beautiful. This hut is made by the, you know, that is called the khar. Khar means that the straw, which is coming from the paddy plants. That is called the straw. In that the paddy plant straw, they very nice, beautiful hut. Under the hut, the sadhus, different kinds of sadhus, they also absorbed in the meditating of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here only they are chanting, Gaura 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 He Jai Sachinandana Jai Gaura Hari Nityananda Pranadhana Nadiya Vihari. And devotees, they are very nicely and sweetly singing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sweet pastimes. Gauraneche Jai Riyaman Nitaineche Jai Rangapaya Sunarupur Katai Shobhapai. That means, Dekhvi Jodi Aire Tara Chute Chute Aai. Oh, the devotees, oh, all the villagers of Navadvip, all the residents of Navadvip, please come and give and also abandon all your duty and responsibilities. Please come out in the open of the street. Look, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are dancing very nicely and so nice, beautiful golden ankle bells also dancing on their lotus feet. So he is saying, in Gaur Neche Jai Riyama Nitai Jinche Jai Suna Pair Suna Nupur Ranga Pair Kotai Sova Pai. Very nicely, that golden ankle bells dancing on their lotus feet. Please come everybody and see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and dancing. Here Nityananda Prabhu absorbed in the completely the mood of Ananga Manjari, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also completely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika. Because Ananga Manjari, she is the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. So Radha is Srimati Radhika, Ananga Manjari, and all the gopis surrounded in this mood, the Bengali devotees, they are singing very nicely and absorbed. So saying, ये गौर नीचे जाए रे अमा नीचे नीचे जाए रंगा पाए सुनानुपुर कतई सोधा शोभा पाए देख भी जोरी तुरा तबे छोटे छोटे आए ओ प्लीज कम आउट फ्रॉम योर हाउस एंड सी वेरी नाइस ब्यूटीफुल द फॉर्म ऑफ सचिनंदन गौर हरि एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु इन दिस वे ऑल द डिवोटीज कंप्लीटली अब्सॉर्ब इन देयर ट्रांसेंडेंटल मूड देन डिवोटीज दे आर कमिंग इन द सेपरेशन मूड कवे गौर बने सुराधनी तटे हरा दे हा कृष्ण बोले कांदिया बेड़ाबो देह सुख छाड़ी नाना लता तोरु तले ओ कवे गौर बने सुराधनी तटे हरा दे हा कृष्ण बोले वन वेरी नाइस ब्यूटीफुल डिवोटी एंड अब्सॉर्ब इन द मूड ऑफ Bhakti Vinod Thakur, very humble, and which in his lamentation mood, he is saying, when that day will come, and I will walk on the bank of the Ganges, Suradhani Tate, and will completely absorb in the ecstatic mood of Sachinandana Gaurhari, and I will chant the holy names, Harade, Hakrishna Bole, O my Srimati Radhike, O my Krishna, and I will wandering on the bank of the Ganges, Harade Ha Krishna Vale Kant, Harade Ha Krishna Vale, and I will rolling on the dust of the Navadvip Dham and put all my bodies, this dust the das of Navadvip Dham. This is my ornament. I don't want any kinds of ornament. Only the dust of Vaishnava feet. That is called a Vaishnava Charna Renu. Mativa Sarvange Gai. That means I will put all the put dust of the Vaishnava in my body, and tears will be rolling down from my eyes when that day will come. Nanangul Sudhagala Sudharaya Vananga Rudhagira Pularka Nijitangapu Kadatava Nam Grahane Bhavishyati. Sikshastra Sri Sachinandan Gaura Sundar also explained in this way, when that day will come, only I will chant the holy names and tears will be rolling down from my eyes and absorbed in this ecstatic mood. So here devotees, they are very nicely glorified. Dhamera Sarus Puribe Nayane Paiva Radha Rodasi. When that day Bhavdasa will come and I will see the transcendental Gaurudham, that is called Apragito Dipva Vrindavan Navadvip Dham, Radhavan Navadvip Dham, and I will become the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. This is only my one hope. I don't want any other things. I don't want Sargasukh, the happiness of the heaven. I don't want the Brahmasukh, the happiness of the Brahma, that is called Brahmaluk. Even I don't want the happiness of Mukti, that is called Mukti Sukham. I always said the Mukti Sukh, even I don't want to go to Vaikuntha. There are four kinds of Mukti liberation in Vaikuntha. Saluka Shasti Samippa and Sarupa. These kinds of Mukti liberation I don't want. Even I don't want to go to Dwaraka, Mathura. Only I'll go Vrindavan. Even in Vrindavan in her, only the Radha Kunda, her Radha and Krishna and all the intimate Sakhija Srimati Radhika, they perform sweet harmas pastimes. I'll go in there and start to them. This is my only one desire. Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hari Ki Jai.
Thank you, Maharaj. We will go now, but we will go later. So we'll take one interview and then we'll hear the bhajan. Prabhu will take your interview. He's shy, he doesn't want to. Okay, so we'll hear the bhajan now. I have to find a proper place. Isa Prabhu, you can still hear, right?
Yes.
Isa Prabhu?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so... okay, good.
We have about 17 online.
How many connections?
17.
Very good, very good. Okay, so we'll go for bhajans now.
Okay, there's an email going out, so we should go up to maybe 30. Everybody that's listening, please email all your friends and tell them that we're live now.
Can't really get close. Kind of late because when Maharaj was speaking and we were in the side. So. But whatever you can hear, that's the best I can do for now.
No, that's good.
It's like a big playground. Not a very big, but
the playground has a holy name.
Okay, let me try to go closer. Let's see. So
again, this is Shulpi. We are in Shulpi Kunjat, those who just joined us. And we're also making arrangements for live video for our evening, your morning program. Please do join us. People are sitting and standing on the sides, and all the hands are out. There's an elderly devotee who's playing kirtal. She's sitting right back to me. Everyone has their hands raised. Thousands and thousands, maybe 25,000, can't believe it. Wow. An ocean of devotees here. Thank you.
Leading the kirtan now. He's jumping, Asha Maharaj and all the brahmacharis, they're jumping.
আমরা গুরু বৈষ্ণবের আনুগত্যে Vidham Navatim Dham Parikrama Korte Korte
by following the Guru Parampara.
আমরা বর্তমান যে স্থানে এসে উপস্থিত হয়েছি এটি হলো সুরভি কুঞ্জ। ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর তিনি এই সুরভি কুঞ্জের কিছু মহিমা এই গ্রন্থের মধ্যে লিপিবদ্ধ করেছেন।
Maharaj is going to speak from a granth in which Bhaktivinod Thakur has described the glories of Surabhi Kunj. So Maharaj is reading from the book. Again, it's chapter 3 of the book. God protected the residents of Gokul by lifting the Govardhan. They came here. And they did the bhajan of Gauranga. And then they got the darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Prabhu?
Due
to Krishna.
Bhagavati Rakho Pran, Gopal Diyamore Karo Pran, Guru
Ashtamaraj is going to speak next.
Day what I'm about to say, that all, they're worshiping you. But there's some people in Vrindavan who've been inspired by the little boy, and they're not doing any worship of you. Lord Indra, he was agitated again and again. And finally, he sent his different messengers, and they, along with Indra, make the long story very brief. They inundated Vrindavan with rain. After 7 days, Lord Indra himself, he became completely fatigued. That Krishna, he lifted Govardhan Hill on the pinky of his left hand. And there, Govardhan was not feeling any inconvenience. And all the bridge bhakti, they were being transcendentally taken care of. And all the different facilities were there underneath Govardhan Hill. Lord Indra, he realized that he'd made a big blunder. And then he went to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, he told him, he said, why you've done this? Lord Indra, he said, this boy has not done anything wrong. Don't you know who Krishna is? Then Lord Brahma, he revealed to him, he said, actually, I also made a blunder. One time I stole Krishna's cow, his calf, cow, his boy. He said, that if you want to try and appease him, then better you go with Surabhi, Surabhi cow. And because the cow, Surabhi cow, is very, very dear to Krishna, Namo Brahman Devaivo, Brahman Saita, then maybe you can get to see. So Lord Indra, he went to see Krishna at a place called Vitapur in Govardhan. And there, he went with Surabhi in front. And Surabhi, she pleaded to Krishna that actually, there's somebody with me. Though his body is full of so many eyes, he's feeling so ashamed. He does not want to look up and see you. At that time, Lord Krishna, by himself, then he told Lord Indra, that because you're my devotee, then I cannot tolerate any pride in my devotee. Krishna said his Bhagavad Gita, Hare
Krishna.
That's why arrogance, conceit, that these are demoniac qualities. So Krishna said, because you're very dear to me, then I put you in this situation to humble you. Lord Indra, very, very humble, then he worshipped Lord Krishna at that place for Krishna, along with Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, different demigods. But still, Lord Indra, he was not feeling satisfied. He was so resentful. He was feeling so sorry for his offense. So then he was advised, I think by Surabhi, that of Lord Brahma, that they come here to Srinathri Gram. Because this Srinathri Gram, this is Udayana, where Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu, and Vrindavan is manifesting in Navadvipa. It's very, very merciful.
Hey, Isha, you want to disconnect now? And then we start our evening.
In this place, and along with Surabhi town, then started to worship the Lord.
Hare Krishna.
After the time, then Krishna appeared to him. But now, not in his shop, but very, very beautiful golden
complexion. Hare Bol, Prabhu.
Very beautiful black long hair. And giving him his doctrine and his mercy. Surabhi, at that time, when Indra, he received his darshan, tears were flowing from his eyes.
Is the Prabhu you there?
He was so ecstatic. And now, getting the mercy from Mahaprabhu. But then Surabhi, she stayed here and she continued to do bhajan. So because this is the place,
hey, Hare Bol everyone, we have to disconnect now to actually get up. Can't really sit anymore here.
Also,
Isha Prabhu, you there? We'll be back. Our evening should be your morning. So if you start at 4, it could be like 5:30, 6 o'clock New York time, Eastern time in the U.S.
He was floating. In the water
station. Hare Krishna. Mr. Prabhu, you there?
He was suffering and suffering.
Yes, I'm here.
Do you think we should disconnect? Or you want to continue?
I'd rather continue. Yeah.
He went unconscious. And at one point, when
we have 15 people online.
He thought that he was online.
How many?
15.
Okay.
And when he looked up,
and in the conference room, they're asking me, please don't disconnect.
Oh, okay. Maybe then in the middle we'll take a small break and then I'll come live again in 15 minutes, okay? But for now we'll continue.
Okay.
The holy abode of Srinathidam. That is Srinathidam. This is one different from the Dharmadam. He saw Gandhi flowing throughout and creating so much distant islands by her tributaries, meandering here and there. He saw a very, very beautiful grove of Kadamba.
Okay, I'm gonna stand and I'm gonna go in the back because I'm really very tired sitting here. So the sound is gonna fade a little bit, but we'll continue the transmission.
But Sri Krishna is the most merciful form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That one who does bhajan in this place, then even though it's Vrindavan, it is supreme, it is most merciful. But because of offenses, then one's goal is not easily obtained. But in this holy land of Krishna, this Gupta Vrindavan, this is most merciful place, that even apparatus, they're not taking effect by Mahaprabhu or by Srinathidam. That one who's coming with some sincerity in heart, go forward with physical activity, full of different apparatus. But because of just one little bit of sincerity, then Mahaprabhu sees that. And Mahaprabhu, he tells that person with grace. He said, here, you do Gaur Bhajan. And by this Bhajan, then everything and more than you can imagine will be fulfilled in this holy place of Sri Sravikun. Sri Sravikun, the Kijai. That also here in Sravikun, that.
I'm trying to go inside the temple. I think there is a small temple in here. So. Let's go in there and try to see the deities here. There is a house and there is a window. People are lining up on the window, so I'm assuming we can. Oh, yes, there, I can see a small temple from the window. It's a small house or a room. I think that's the temple of the Surbikunja. I'll try to explain you what I see inside the window. Very crowded after get. I think she's giving away some. Oh, Charnamrit. Okay. So let me try to take some Charnamrit. Wow, very beautiful deities. Okay, there is a lady inside the window who she's giving away Charnamrit. It's very difficult to get close to the window. I'm almost there. You can see the Guru Parampara here. I can see Radha Krishna I don't know the details. Wow, very beautiful temple. Okay, finally I got the Shunamrit. Wow, very nice nectar. Oh. Oh, I was with the sleepers. I'm trying to go outside the Silvikun. Very crowded here. Yes. I'm trying to get outside this compound.
How much longer for Palan? Ekadashi Palan, madam?
The devotees are moving up.
How much longer for Palan? For Palan, how much more long?
This parikrama?
No. When can we eat?
2 hours and a half.
Another two and a half hours?
Yeah.
Like 9 o'clock?
More than that.
More than that?
Almost 10.
A little
bit before 10.
Okay. All right. Oh, we can take down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Malay.
Okay, I'm trying to buy one coconut. I'm really so hungry and thirsty, but Shruti Mata said you can eat that.
मलाई वाला होगा 8 का तो एक मलाई हो गए उसके पैसे ही नहीं है संतरा खा भैया लगे संतरा आप संतरा खाएगा Sorry everyone, I'm trying to eat this coconut here.
And then I'll try to get the Maharaj to speak. Can't sit any longer inside. Very, very crowded with cross legs, very little space.